Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
A whole new week of Pensacola Right Now, that is. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative, we are local, we are dependable. Austin Price here alongside Chris Bryan. Chris, what's going on, my man?
Yeah, we're all over this potential weather situation that we have moving into the Gulfs. Yeah, the tropics, Austin, getting active today. Crown Hurricane Center forecasters checking with them up in North Carolina just a few minutes ago. They're confirming potential tropical cyclone 9 continues to organize over the Western Caribbean, tracking near the Yucatan. Now, the latest model guidance has that system becoming a major Cat 3 hurricane as Helene. Forecasters say strengthening is projected to be a 60-mile-per-hour tropical storm. That should happen in the next 24 hours, and a 25% chance of strengthening to a 90-mile-per-hour hurricane in just 48 hours. Now, here's the models I want to kind of give you there. So before you start rushing out, don't. Let me explain why I say that. Ensemble model guidance is targeting landfall across the eastern Florida panhandle. This is Panama City East to the Big Bend Apalachicola area again. Mm. That should happen on Thursday. This will generate impacts on the west coast of Florida with the target emphasis placed north of Tampa, St. Pete. And we will have Travis Thompson in. Of course, he's manning the EOC. They're not activated or anything like that, but that's where his office is located, over at the EOC. We're going to talk to him this afternoon. 5:35, we will have the latest information to share with you.
All righty, very well. And also here nationally, a federal judge has ordered the suspect in an apparent assassination attempt on former President Trump to remain held until trial. Ryan Routh appeared in a West Palm Beach federal court this morning, and earlier today, the Justice Department revealed new evidence in the alleged assassination attempt, including a letter written by him.
Yeah, we're still watching and kind of getting the fallout from that Fed cut just a couple of days ago. What could the recent interest rate, and this is a question that's being asked a lot, could the recent interest rate cut mean for your mortgage, your home mortgage? Fox Business correspondent Jerry Willis is in from New York City.
We're in a four-bedroom, two-bath house, 1,600 square feet. We're close to Long Island Sound, and I'm with agent and broker Rudy Southwell. Rudy, thanks for having us here. Really appreciate it today. Rudy, tell us the impacts of this rate cut, 50 basis point rate cut, on first-time home buyers.
I think a lot of home buyers are going to be coming into the market because they are not can now afford a house based on lower rates. So I think home buyers are going to be very, very happy to jump into the market now.
They're going to be happy to jump in the market.
Coming up in less than 30 minutes from right now, Christina Leavenworth from Team Leavenworth over at Levin Rinke Realty joins us 4:45. We're going to get the local take in terms of our local playing field and environment, in terms of what that rate cut meant and how potential home buyers and home sellers will maneuver this latest news from the Fed.
And so you said local input. Speaking of which, Pensacola's Habitat for Humanity will be meeting with local leaders this week to talk about a new initiative that they're hoping will create affordable housing for generations to come. Pensacola Habitat President and CEO Sam Young says that they haven't been able to serve many people due to the rising cost of home ownership, but he's hoping that will change with their community land trust. He says when someone purchases a Habitat home on CLT land, they will own the house but not the land. There will also be convenient built-in that say they can only sell the home to someone who also meets income qualifications.
That could be a deal breaker there, that you don't own the property, but you don't own that land.
Right.
That would be frightening. Have to look into that pretty good. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, 4:15, News Radio 92.3.
Getting into traffic and weather together here. This time is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at the roads, not too much going on. Got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox. Also got some on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. And, of course, Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, it's 90 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 73 tonight, mostly clear skies. As we get into your Tuesday, it's going to be a high of 89 and sunny. But as we get into your Tuesday evening, a low of 74 with an increasing chance of thunderstorms heading into your Wednesday.
It's getting getting a little busy around 221 Palafox Place downtown. This is over, of course, at the elections office. Supervisor of Elections Robert Bender confirming the mailing of domestic civilian ballots is now underway this week to those who have vote-by-mail requests. Federal and state laws require military and overseas ballots to be sent no later than 45 days prior to an election. Florida law establishes a window for mailing civilian ballots between 40 and 33 days prior to an election.
All right.
Busy guy, his staff, you know. Yeah, this is their time of year.
4:16, we'll take a quick break. Getting to break a little bit earlier because we do have Ed Spears expected to join us once we return. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin right here on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this. Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. So at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited talk, text, and data for $30 a line when you buy two. That's just $60 a month for two unlimited lines. So if you're 50 and up, make the switch and save. Come on, you've earned this. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today. Requires two lines of service, age validation, and credit approval subject to system and area limits, taxes, and other fees apply.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, tomorrow night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax. Enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This Tuesday, Crosstown takes the stage, playing a little bit of everything, including classic rock, blues, and everything in between. It's Bands on the Beach, tomorrow night at 7 with Crosstown.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
You're as cold as ice.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:21 here. And Chris, we have a guest, do we not?
Yes, we do. A special friend of the station and a friend of mine for many, many years, Ed Spears, the Milton City Manager, jumping on the line with us today. Hey, Ed, how you doing?
I'm great. Hi, Chris. Hi, Austin. Hope you're having a great Monday.
Listen, it is, it's one of those precious Mondays that we're, it's because it's going along too smoothly for us. Now we're going to probably jinx it or so. We just played a little bit of Foreigner. I was wondering, back in those days, did you have big hair like that, the big teased out hair?
Nah, not really. I did feather it a little bit in middle school. There may be some pictures in my mother's scrapbook, but I'm not going to claim it.
All right, Ed, let's talk about it. Here I come into the utilities sector of Northwest Florida. Of course, I joined ECUA back in 2009, worked on that recycling program that Natalie Bowers and I worked very diligently in putting that thing together and nurturing it over the years. And it kind of makes me feel a little sad when I hear about one of our communities, City of Milton, ending the recycling program on October 1st. But I'm sure there were a lot of variables you were considering about this.
Well, absolutely. And I don't think anyone would disagree with you that the idea and the ideals behind recycling are absolutely what we need to be striving towards. We've got to manage our planet and take care of our resources and reduce and reuse and recycle. But I also have an obligation to look at the efficiency and effectiveness of the program. And it was just too big a leap for what we were spending right now.
Well, you know, it's sad because, you know, there's such a bright future involved, but doggone, the cost just got out of control with this program.
Well, that and the two factors that we looked at most, number one is, you know, there's got to be a buyer. There's got to be someone on the end who is willing to pay money for the recycling materials or take them and actually recycle them. And national research shows less than 10% of everything that goes into a recycling can that is collected actually gets recycled. The other aspect is the contamination.
Yeah,
and that's just something we haven't been able to overcome. You know, if you are the most conscientious recycler, you wash everything, you put in only the appropriate materials to be recycled, and your next door neighbor uses their recycling as a second garbage can, all of it goes to the landfill.
Listen, I know this.
Once it's contaminated.
I know this scenario all too well, especially when it comes to contamination. People tend to forget that recycling is a business. And what happens is, say, for instance, when you go to the MRF, the Materials Recycling Facility at ECUA, they have a whole stable of vendors that buy that recycling product, but they will not buy anything with a contamination level of over 25%. I knew when I had left ECUA back in 2022, the city of Pensacola's contamination rate was 47%. I mean, you can't make money doing this because they reject the materials, and then you're stuck just running it up the hill to the landfill, and it costs.
And that truly is the saddest sight, is a recycling truck backing up and dumping in the landfill, you know. But it's the reality of what happens. If that load gets graded and they say, nope, it's too contaminated, that recycling truck is just a glorified garbage truck at that point in time.
And it only has to be a little bit of really bad material to void out that whole truck. And that's the sad point of this thing. Let me talk to you about this. I know when ECUA, when they didn't come to terms with Santa Rosa County and they dissolved their relationship in terms of recycling, this is Santa Rosa County I'm talking about, they had a massive amount of recycling cans left over. They eventually made their way back over into the fields at ECUA. You guys have a problem on your hands. Maybe not a problem, but a situation. You got to get rid of those cans. How are you going to do that?
Well, fortunately for us, or unfortunately, however you look at it, there's not that many of them. You know, we have just under 45 homes, residences in Milton. There are only about 400 people participating in our recycling program, so it's a much smaller issue. But for us, we're going to collect them. We're going to change out the yellow recycling lid to a standard green garbage lid, just replacing the lid, and then put those cans back in service.
Smart. That's smart because they're expensive. Those cans are really expensive. I know when it was Hurricane Sally came through, our cans, and when I say our, ECUA's cans, were spread all throughout the county because of the weather. I mean, and then people started the hoarding event. They needed to get more cans, so they were stealing cans. It became quite a debacle.
They do disappear, and they do float, and they do blow away.
Yes, they do. I will finish this short, brief interview with you, but I want to leave it on a high note here, because you did leave some wiggle room for potential privatization of that service.
Looking at exactly what Pensacola did, you know, when they ended their curbside recycling program, we're looking at options to have a central location where you would go and put very specific items in the containers, and that roll-off would be collected there. We're looking at potentially bringing in, a request for proposals from private businesses to see, you know, is that something we would pay them to do, or is that something they're going to pay us for the opportunity to do? We don't really know yet, but we're looking at all those options. I don't think recycling is dead. I think this is just a pause for right now. You know, we were collecting just under $7 a month per those 400 homes, and we were spending $150,000 to raise $30,000, $5 for every dollar that we received in revenue. And that just, for right now, that it's not effective, it's not efficient, especially when we're paying the higher tipping fees and not getting any purchases on the back end for the material to take it right to the landfill.
Well, Ed Spears, I will tell you this. I wear my recycling hat very proudly every single day. I still believe in the technology. I still believe in the concept. And I still believe in Ed Spears over in Milton as the city manager to work something out one day. I hope that happens.
We definitely will get there. It's a bigger problem than just Milton, but I think there's a solution out there, and there's people way smarter than me working on it. And when we all figure it out together, we'll move forward with it.
Okay, Ed Spears, great guy over in the city of Milton. He's the new city manager, rightfully so. He has a lot of. Have you ever seen this guy's resume and background? He's stellar. Absolutely knows what he's doing. And if it can be done in the future concept and putting it under that umbrella of maybe returning recycling one day to the city of Milton. Ed's got to do it. Okay, we thank Ed Spears for joining us on Pensacola right now this afternoon. News Radio 92.3, it is 4:27. Austin, what you got over there?
Well, what I do have is that during your little sit-down there, I heard you talking about ECUA. Well, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA, coincidentally enough. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day, and you can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. All right, looking at the roads here, when we looked about 10 minutes ago, it was just a bit more of the same. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox, Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox, and then it's just Gulf Breeze Parkway, Navarre Parkway, and Highway 90, the usual spots typically giving us trouble, but nothing too severe at this time. As for the weather, it's 89 degrees with a low of 73 tonight. Tomorrow is going to be a high of 89 and a low of 74, but look out on Tuesday night. We're going to start seeing some chances of storms creeping in, which will give us some rain throughout your Wednesday and Thursday.
And I think that I did see that forecast, and when they say the Wednesday night or the Tuesday night forecast, it's in the wee hours of Wednesday morning.
Yes, it's
so
very
we're
going
to get bands on the beaches, no problem for Tuesday night.
Yes.
So looking forward to that. Also looking forward to a story I got coming up. You know what's coming up real fast around here?
The fair?
Oktoberfest.
Oh, close enough.
A lot of beer drinking, a lot of woomba, woomba, hoomba things, you know.
Right.
I like Oktoberfest, but something interesting is being introduced, and it's going across the country like wildfire. Alcohol-free beer. It's coming up in less than 20 minutes on News Radio 92.3.
All righty. And we were talking about the weather and stuff, and of course this Helene situation has been lingering around. Well, Governor Ron DeSantis declaring a state of emergency in 41 Florida counties, which should, and that's with Helene, should be in the Gulf by midweek with landfall anywhere from the Panhandle to the Big Bend. Meteorologist Rodney Wynn with the National Weather Service says the Tampa Bay area likely to experience tropical storm force winds, several inches of rain, and a storm surge threat by Thursday.
Yeah, and make sure you kind of draw on that finite line there from the Big Bend, meaning Panama City, eastward.
Right.
Into Apalachicola, Big Bend. The big folks going to suffer from this one, it gives. West coast of Florida, Tampa, northward, up to the Bend area. They're going to be in for another wet ride. What is this, the second or third this year down there?
It's rough in Tampa.
Okay, when it comes to tropical storms, keep it on 92.3. We got it for you.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Lebanon's health ministry says today's airstrikes by Israel have killed nearly 500 people. Thousands are fleeing the southern part of that nation. Israeli leaders claim they're targeting Hezbollah militants.
The IDF has released video making the point that their targets are rockets and other weapons ready to launch. One example, the IDF says, is a cruise missile in a home with an opening for the launch.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Tel Aviv. The man accused in the apparent assassination attempt of former President Trump will remain in custody. Ryan Ruth went before a federal judge in South Florida today.
During the hearing, it was revealed that since being jailed, Ruth admitted his acts in a phone call. He's currently being held on only federal weapons charges, though prosecutors tell the judge they plan to indict him for the attempted assassination.
Fox's Zeben Brown. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Alaska Airlines says it has experienced an IT outage that caused significant disruptions to its operations, including multiple delayed flights. The carrier issuing a ground stop in Seattle, adding that the issue has been resolved, but it does expect some residual impact. On Wall Street at the closing bell, stocks finished the first session of the week higher, the Dow gaining 61, the S&P 500 grew by 16, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ growing by 25 points. An investment group run by U.S. billionaire Dan Friedkin today agreeing to buy Everton FC, a struggling soccer club in the English Premier League. The deal would give Friedkin the 94% stake currently owned by Farhad Moshiri. General Motors EV sales data provided to CNBC shows a notable increase for GM through August. U.S. crude oil futures for October, or for November rather, are around $70.50 a barrel.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. The three most outstanding players in college football so far this season are Travis Hunter, Ashton Jeanty, and Cam Ward. Hunter continued his two-way stardom on Saturday, forcing the game-winning fumble and also reeling in seven receptions for 130 yards. Jeanty through three games has 586 rushing yards and nine touchdowns. And Ward is completing 72.4% of his passes for 1,439 yards and 15 total touchdowns. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, sports fans, if you're not calling John Anthony, you're simply missing out. To prove it, I'm releasing your Monday Night Report absolutely free on a recorded message line. 1-800-244-5506. Washington at Cincinnati tonight is going to be a monster game, and I've got the side and the total. Washington-Cincinnati confirmed analysis and special props. That's five big plays. John Anthony had you covered. I love the sweet divorce. Call now to hear them free on my recorded message. 1-800-244-5506. Information wins. John Anthony Sports, number one against the spread. Call 1-800-244-5506. You want the information? I've got it. Washington-Cincinnati plus special prop action. I love to go 5-0 with the season free. That's 1-800-244-5506 or go to johnanthonysports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
It's the return of 0% financing for a very popular Volkswagen from Peakmore Imports. The 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan is now available with 0% financing for a full 60 months. The already discounted Tiguan S is now from $29,499 with a choice to finance through Volkswagen Credit at 0% for a full 5 years. But if 0% isn't your thing, take an additional $2,000 off the already discounted price for a lower sale price of $27,499. And low rates like 2.9% for 60 months are available on the 2024 family-sized Atlas. Or the choice of $3,000 in customer cash. And the Atlas Cross Sport with 2.9% for 60 months are the choice of $2,500 in customer cash. The numbers are looking better and better at Peakmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Special APR rate for qualified credit through PCI and stand alone offer not to be combined with customer cash discount. Sell price before tag, tax, title, and income fees. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. All righty, let's see what we got here. Looking at the roads, hasn't appeared to be too much going on that we wouldn't normally expect at this hour. Just some issues on I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox. Got similar on Brent Lane traveling westbound in that same area, and 9 Mile as well. Outside of that, it's just Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound passing Oriole Beach, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound approaching Highway 87, and maybe a little bit here and there on Highway 90, but it's not too severe at all over in the Pace Middleton areas. As for the weather, 89 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 73 tonight, mostly clear skies. Tuesday is going to be sunny, high of 89, low of 74. But as we bleed into your Wednesday, we do have some showers coming.
Okay, home buyers and home sellers are watching those mortgage numbers today. Mortgage Daily News reporting the 30-year rate a little lower than 6.15%. Borrowing cost of that 15-year fixed rate mortgage a little higher, 5.59%, about 8 minutes away from Christine Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty. We'll be talking about how those interest rate numbers from the Fed dropping that the 50 basis points, how that might affect your endeavor to maybe purchase or sell a home. Before I do that, let's quickly, can we just touch and recap what happened Friday night in high school sports?
Sure.
Kind of an interesting weekend. Pensacola Catholic did in Pine Forest, 23-0.
Wow.
Catholic hosts Freeport this week. Pine Forest is on a bye for week number 6. Can you believe we're at 6th week already?
I know. That's insane.
Where did the football season go? Okay. It was Escambia. Just being shut. I was not going to say shut out, but just taken out by PC. We said this was going to probably happen.
Mosley's pretty tough.
Panama City Mosley, 38-13 over Escambia. Gulf Breeze was beaten up by Booker T. Washington, 16-6. Booker T. hosts Escambia this week to start its district schedule while Gulf Breeze goes to Niceville. Andalusia wasn't good enough for our Pace guys. Pace 42, Andalusia, Alabama, it was 14. Patriots go to Crestview Friday evening to kick off its district schedule. I would watch that. Weather could be a factor for that. Just simply because of the logistics where Crestview is and the proximity to where that depression might move to.
Right.
And I'm not saying the winds are, I just could see some rain. We'll talk about it as it gets closer in the week. Navarre beating up on Milton, couldn't pull it through. Milton having some rough times. 15-13 Navarre winner, losing streak ends for Navarre. Milton remains 0-5 now, host PC Mosley. Oh, my gosh. This coming Friday, they're not going to get a break there. Navarre has a tough task ahead going to play Tate. That happens to be our football game of the week on Thursday night.
Yes, we have another Thursday night game, and I know we said differently last week, but we have since found out that the rules have changed. Yes, this week's High School Game of the Week is also going to be on News Radio because it is going to be Thursday night. So if you tune in to the High School Football Game of the Week every Friday evening on ESPN Pensacola, instead it's going to be on Thursday night right here, right after Pensacola right now.
Okay, Pensacola High takes on Panama City Bay, another good team coming out of Panama City again, though.
Right.
Playing that in Panama City. Watch the weather for that one.
Yes.
As we get probably Wednesday, we'll have a better idea in terms of the weather situation. Holmes County down Northview, it was close, 34-27, much closer than I thought it was going to be. And Northview now hosts Escambia County, Alabama, Friday at 7 o'clock. What a game, the UW. Did you see the UWF game?
Yeah, heartbreaking defeat. I mean, you know. It was, what was it, 35-33 and double OT?
35-33 and double OT to West Alabama. Yeah.
Well, and I wonder if experience was a difference maker there. And what I mean by that is this was West Florida's second game. It was West Alabama's fourth. The UWA entered this game 3-0.
Right.
So, you know, it was a hard-fought game. I think it's a quality loss for West Florida. I know they don't want losses, but it seems like this is probably one of the best ones you could take. So hopefully it's not some, you know, make or break loss. I don't think it is, but it's unfortunate to see one so early in the season, and now they go on the road.
It just happens to be in GSC play. That's the killer on that side. UWF going to Grand Valley State in Michigan Saturday for a non-conference game.
It's their road opener. Grand Valley State, if I'm not mistaken, has three double-digit win seasons in a row. They have won 10 or more games the last 3 years. So going on the road, first time this season, having to play a team of that caliber, and they are right now 3-0, so it's another unbeaten team. That's it's going to be interesting to see how UWF adapts to that, especially after such a heartbreaking defeat.
Speaking of college athletics, the best of the SEC women's soccer teams return to Pensacola this fall. Just 41 days, 12 nationally ranked SEC teams will compete for the conference title November 3rd through 10th over at Ashton-Brosnahan. This is the third year Pensacola will host that tournament. Tickets now on sale, pensacolasports.org. Amy Marquez with Pensacola Sports is live on News Radio 92.3 tomorrow, 5:20. And we'll be kind of going over in terms of getting you ready for that that tournament. And it's always a good one. I got to tell you, if you get a chance to be out there in the first day or so when they bring in those big buses, the college buses, university buses, that's pretty impressive. But anyway, mark that on your calendar if you don't mind. It's November 3rd through 10th. At Ashton-Brosnahan, it is the best of the SEC women's soccer coming back to Pensacola this fall. Just have to wait about 41 days for this one, so not so bad. And we'll be all ready for that. And so Amy will talk to us live on News Radio 92.3 tomorrow about 5:20 in the afternoon. Also, get ready. October's just around the corner. Pensacola Interstate Fair, an amazing family experience. Rides, food, the biggest and longest running ag and entertainment tradition. Fair returning to town in just about 27 days, October 17th to 27th. There we go.
Yeah, so sports, a very dominating theme, but also we've been talking a lot about these interest rates and this housing stuff going on. And of course, I mean, we're just about a minute away from having Christina Leavenworth on, and we just got her on the line right now, Chris. I walked away from my mic, so just in case you didn't know, that's what I was doing. I was calling her up to make sure she was ready to go. But yeah, I mean, Chris, correct me if I'm wrong, but we're hearing a lot about some of these numbers swirling around the housing market today, are we not?
Yeah, you know, the 50 basis points is really playing a number on a lot of home buyers, maybe home sellers' minds. Maybe a little concerned about what these numbers actually do mean. Christina Leavenworth from our good friends over at Leavenrinke Realty, Team Leavenworth, as they call it.
Yeah.
She joins us on the line this afternoon. Hey, Christina, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, just doggone busy as all get out, but we wanted to grab you real quickly, take about 5 or 6 minutes of your time this afternoon, because I wanted to go to somebody that really knew what we were talking about and what we are. First of all, thanks for sharing your time with us this afternoon. That's really nice of you. Real estate agents have mixed feelings about the Fed rate cut. More demand could mean higher home prices. You and I spoke about this briefly and recently. You said you had been attending a lot of meetings around the country that have been addressing this specific topic. What are you finding out there?
Well, so here's the crazy thing. Interest rates actually dropped around 3 weeks ago because there's a crazy algorithm to the mortgage rate. Mm-hmm. So the Fed rate does influence mortgage rates, but the mortgage rates actually are off of the U.S. Treasury bonds, which are affected by the Fed rate. So due to things going on that end, it already went down. However, when the Fed makes an announcement like this, buyer psychology changes. They go, oh, whoa, interest rates went down. And same thing for sellers. They hear it then when they start seeing the Fed doing it, even though sometimes that interest rate moves independently. Does that make sense?
Yeah, oh, absolutely, totally. And, you know, I was looking, kind of dissecting some of the information below the line, if you will. The National Association of Realtors reporting this week that existing home sales in August falling by about 2.5% month over month and about 4.5% close to that compared to a year ago. If you dissect this message, it looks as though new home sales are faring much better than the existing homes in the market.
Yeah, and I can tell you why. So a lot of the new construction builders, they are offering these crazy interest rates where they're buying them down and making it just very, very competitive. They're also offering $10,000 to $15,000 in closing costs, and their insurance is also often a lot lower than an existing home, especially if there's a big age difference between the two. So we are seeing that because they can be more competitive because they're a large business. However, we do have tools in our tool belt to help compete against that, where we do have lenders that can do a list and lock, and it's something that we can do to offer a lower interest rate for buyers. We also can try to price in closing costs. There's all sorts of creative ways we can do this. But yeah, we do have sales down overall. It is around 30% slower as far as sales, but the crazy thing is prices still went up. It's just less homes are selling.
We're speaking to Christina Leavenworth from Team Leavenworth over at Levin Rinke Realty this afternoon. Realtor.com, and I was just reading this just a couple of days ago. They're reporting nearly 9 in 10 homeowners have an outstanding mortgage with a rate well below 6%. Nearly 6 in 10 have a mortgage rate below 4%. That's significantly lower than the prevailing rate. Now, the 30-year rate averaging 6.2, somewhere in that area like there. Locally, is the market healthy for both buyers and sellers?
It's normalizing. And so everyone is freaking out because they're not getting 12 offers on their home 2 days into the market. However, this is a normal market where there's some negotiation, there's some give and take. So a lot of experts are saying we're getting to a healthy market. And even though it was fun being a listing agent when that was going on, it was a really tough time for the buyers where they are often paying higher than appraised value. They're maybe putting themselves in a bind. So we're in this healthier market right now, but I have some fun stats for you from these conferences I went to.
Love it.
So everyone's saying it's the election. Well, every October, November, home sales go down around 9%. However, in an election year, it's 15%. So it's just 6% more than what a normal year is like. So that puts things in perspective. There are still people buying, and like you said, many of them are sitting on these very low interest rates. But if you have twins on the way and you need another bedroom, your interest rate doesn't matter that much. You need a larger house. Or if you get a job relocation and you get a new job with a lot of money, you're still going to sell and move on. So we're still seeing people buy and sell, but people just moving up for the sake of moving up, they are thinking twice about it because they are sitting on a really pretty interest rate.
And I will tell you this, if you're sitting here listening to Christina like I am, this just goes to prove why you need to have a professional realtor help maneuver these waters, because they can get complicated, can't they?
they can get very complicated. And we, again, like, have those tools in our tool belt going, hey, I know a lender that can get you down to a good interest rate, because we're constantly talking to them. Or if you're a seller, I have a lender that can do this list and lock, and we can advertise your home at a lower interest rate and compete with these builders. And this is a brand new thing coming out, and they used to charge $1,000 for it, and now they're only charging $49. So we're constantly hearing about these things. When it was $1,000, it wasn't too attractive. At $49 to have a lower interest rate, heck yeah. And I'm always trying about all about saving people money. I'm frugal myself, so I love a good deal, and I love also helping people get the most money and then get the best bargain when they're buying.
Okay, here it is. I'm going to let you get out of here in just a second, but I wanted to ask, if our listeners kind of taking this in today have more questions about either buying or selling their property, how can they get in touch with either you or a team member?
Yeah, just Google Christina Leavenworth. My name comes up. Put this phone number in your phone and just write it as my favorite realtor. We pick up all the time. We love making new friends. 850-378-1260. And we love to nerd out on the market. We love to talk to you about it. So
all right.
If you have more questions, I know you guys have just a few minutes. I would love to go more deep into it and nerd out with you on the real estate market.
We're going to nerd out on it in the very near future. How about it?
Absolutely. Can't
okay,
wait.
You got it. Okay. Christina Leavenworth from Team Leavenworth at Levin Rinke Realty on Pensacola right now. And let me tell you, her flight schedule, got her. We were scheduled to have her on last week.
Right.
But she was trying to make a flight from Orlando to New Orleans to do a conference over there. We thank her for the time she gave us this afternoon.
Oh, absolutely. And it's 4:51 here, so we'll take a quick break. But before we do, just want to tell you, I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and the intersection of Brent Lane and Palafox still kind of backed up at this time. And outside of that, it's just a few of the usual areas, nothing too severe. And as for the weather, it's 89 degrees. So there's your weather. It's hot outside. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We'll be right back shortly.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa, where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate, just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you I could help you reach your audience while they are at a sporting event? Hi, I'm Lexi with ADX Digital, and I can help you connect with your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with me today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:55 here. right before we went to break just a few minutes ago, I gave a very quick glance at the roads and weather. I'll give you a bit deeper of a look now. We do have some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound passing Oriole Beach and heading towards Tiger Point. Also have some on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach and heading in the direction of Highway 87, but that is very minor. And then it's going to be some issues developing on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Detroit Boulevard, and still some of the usual spots, whether it be Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox, I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox also, North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10, and maybe a little bit on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound towards Glover Lane, but that is very, very minor. As for the weather, it's 89 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 73 tonight. Mostly clear skies, but your Tuesday is going to be sunny, high of 89, low of 74, but then, as we bleed into your Wednesday, we got some storm chances coming in, and we'll get more on that, of course, later in the week.
Okay, to piggyback on some of the traffic situation you were talking about a second ago, FDOT telling me why don't you ask your listeners just to bring along a little patience today, as detours remain in place for motorists accessing Highway 29 southbound via temporary on-ramp for transitioning onto the 10 freeway eastbound. Directional signage now in place to assist drivers through that work zone. Over 62,000 commuters travel through that corridor daily. And are we having problems on the Gulf Breeze Parkway corridor today?
Just a little bit if you're traveling eastbound passing Oriole Beach. The usual spot. It's not too bad, though. I want to give a shout out to some local firefighters. They were called to an attic fire in Pensacola this morning. It happened around 6 a.m. The fire happened at a home on Cycle Drive in Bellevue. The occupant of the home was able to get out where an ambulance was at the scene. So great quick thinking by them.
You might want to just give me an ear a second. I've got some information.
All right. Well,
reason being, you might be driving and think so. If you could just maybe listen to me for a second, but don't impair your driving. Tropics getting active this afternoon. You need to know about this. The Crown Weather Center forecasters, forecasters are confirming potential tropical cyclone number 9 continues to organize over the Western Caribbean, tracking near the Yucatan Channel. Now, the latest model guidance has that system becoming a major Cat 3 hurricane as Helene. So that'll be the name coming up. Forecasters say strengthening is projected to a 60-mile-per-hour tropical storm in just 24 hours from right now, and a 25% chance of strengthening to a 90-mile-per-hour hurricane in just 48 hours. Here's where it comes into play here for our weather conditions. The ensemble model guidance targeting landfall across the eastern Florida panhandle, Panama City eastward into Apalachicola.
Right.
Looks like it's going to be another Big Ben event. This is going to generate impacts on the west coast of Florida. The target emphasis placed north of Tampa, St. Pete, and Travis Thompson from the EOC, Scambia County EOC. He's the managing director over there. So he joins us at about 5:35 tonight. We're going to jump him and find out exactly what is going on and what they know at this point.
All right. Also, foreign election interference is going to become a fact of life in the 21st century. That's a prediction Marco Rubio made yesterday on CBS's Face the Nation. Senator Rubio said that Russia, China, and Iran are all trying to influence voters this election season, and that Russians are attempting to sow division in the country, while he says the Chinese and Iranians are targeting Donald Trump. Rubio says the best way to deal with this is awareness, and people need to understand not everything you see on the internet is true.
Yeah, if you're into percentages, if you like those type of things, look at the percentages of rain. 0% going through tomorrow.
Right.
Then it jumps to 70 or 80% for Wednesday, Thursday. Then by Friday, it's back to 0%.
Yeah. That's Floridian weather for you.
And again, let me just remind you, make sure you listen very closely on Wednesday.
Yep.
That's going to be a real important day for you in terms of where we'll know more at that point. All the data is processed. So Wednesday's going to be a great day. Andrew McKay, excellent source to join Wednesday morning with the Pensacola Morning News, and make sure that you check in with him, because he's going to have the latest numbers and the latest path that they put out there for the cone, if that would be the case. But Andrew will be all over that Wednesday morning.
for sure. And the Republican candidate for North Carolina governor is threatening to take legal action against CNN for a story about alleged remarks he made online. The story published by CNN last week alleged that Mark Robinson made sexually explicit and racially charged comments on a porn site. Robinson told reporters at a campaign event Monday that his campaign is in talks to take CNN to task for what they have done.
You know, there's one thing I like. I think I mentioned this to you before. I enjoy the opera.
Yeah.
Opera aficionados, tomorrow don't miss Pensacola Opera's free midday brown bag performance, 12 noon, over at 75 Tarragona Street. We'll be talking, by the way, to Corey McKern. He is the artistic director of the opera. He is live with us today at 5:20. And we're going to find out about the brown. What the etiquette is at an opera now? How do you dress to go to an opera? Things like that.
We'll talk to
Corey coming up in about 20 minutes on News Radio 92.3. Thanks
for listening. On air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.